In New Orleans this weekend, public housing residents staged a protest march down one of the city's wealthiest avenues. Many of the participants had returned to New Orleans for the demonstration. They've been living in other cities since fleeing their homes following Hurricane Katrina last year. They've waited 9 months to find out whether or when they can return home permanently, and their long wait is over. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development announced this past week that it will demolish four of the city's 10 largest public housing projects and will give thousands of residents rent vouchers, which leaves them scrambling for new places to live. NPR's Ann Hawk reports.
The day after HUD made its announcement, Indesha Jukali sat on a folding chair on the sidewalk across from the St. Bernard homes. In a circle with a dozen other organizers and public housing residents, he talked of rallying the troops against the demolition of projects like this one.
Yesterday it was, we're going to tear them down. Today, when they were challenged by a few people, it became a proposal. When we get a lot of people, it's going to just be an idea. And when we get a lot of people, it's going to be a bad idea. Oh, we just had a bad idea.
HUD will raise several existing housing projects it says are storm damaged beyond repair. It will replace them over the next few years with mixed income housing and give displaced residents rental vouchers until new homes are built. With public housing tenants scattered around the country, the movement to oppose HUD consists of a small core of people who've made it back to the city to organize.
I grew up right in there, in Seminole.
Elaine Gibson is in tears. She looks at the old brick St. Bernard complex across the street. It's her home of 45 years, fenced off and shuttered to the public. As with other housing residents, the news from HUD leaves Gibson skeptical, angry, and just plain sad.
That hurts. It's just like you forcing me to live somewhere else now. If you're going to tear this down, somewhere I was born and raised in. Now you're going to tear it down and you're forcing me to live somewhere I don't know nothing about. Houston, Texas.
The only thing that gets Gibson to laugh is the suggestion that you'll have a rental voucher.
And where am I using it? You know somewhere?
At least 3,000 former public housing families now face a decision of whether to rent housing in cities where they've resettled or come back to New Orleans to rent. HUD is raising the value of rental vouchers from about $700 to $1,100 a month. And HUD's Deputy Chief of Staff Scott Keller says that will allow public housing residents to compete in New Orleans' unprecedented tight housing market.
We're paying their rent, and we're going to continue to pay their rent until they're able to come home. And we want them to be able to compete on the same footing with anybody else who comes in that community. And in the long run, we want them to have participation in the redevelopment that is occurring across New Orleans.
Paying more rent may help a little bit, but the fact of the matter is there's just not enough rental housing. So we need HUD to recognize that the redevelopment policies that they usually use for public housing just don't work here right now.
Even in the best of times, says housing attorney Laura Tuggle, HUD redevelopment puts the squeeze on public housing residents, reducing the number of public units when properties are converted to mixed-income homes. She says HUD is using the Hurricane Katrina evacuation as a chance to clean house, leaving residents to fend for themselves. HUD's Scott Keller doesn't dispute that the hurricane made New Orleans ripe for change, but he says existing housing projects were crime-ridden and in disrepair. And even if HUD reopened them, the neighborhoods are simply not livable now.
When you look around these facilities, you see nothing but devastation. When you go to St. Bernard, you can't even go get lunch because there's nothing around there. You look around, you see the Shell station closed up. All of the areas of commerce, everything that supports a community, is closed.
Public housing opponents will likely challenge HUD's decision in court, and HUD is making plans for a series of town meetings to reach a meeting of the minds with residents and the city on redevelopment. Ann Hawk, NPR News, New Orleans.